news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The surge that Bernie Sanders and his supporters hoped for from Michigan never materialized Tuesday, as Joe Biden scored huge wins there, along with Mississippi, Missouri, and Idaho. North Dakota was called for Sanders Wednesday morning, but Washington State was still too close to call, and the results don't bode well for Sanders. Before the polls closed on Tuesday, Sanders' campaign canceled a rally planned for Cleveland over coronavirus concerns. The Biden camp soon followed. Biden briefly spoke from an event in Philadelphia. Sanders returned home to Vermont without making a statement. The two are still scheduled to meet in Arizona Sunday night for a so-called debate. The format was changed from an actual debate to a seated Q&A session with questions submitted for approval ahead of time. And with concerns over the coronavirus, a decision was made Tuesday to have the debate with no audience present. The election news, though, is dwarfed by the tsunami that is the coronavirus and the horribly botched Trump administration response to the emergency. Donald Trump on Tuesday did not unveil, as he promised he would on Monday, the, quote, very dramatic details of a fiscal stimulus plan for a coronavirus-shocked economy. Instead, the president met with Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill to propose an economic stimulus package that includes temporarily slashing payroll taxes to zero and providing relief to hard-hit industries, including tourism, like airlines, cruise lines, and hotels. And reports say they're strongly considering pushing federal assistance for oil and natural gas producers hit by plummeting oil prices. Trump told members, quote, be calm, it's really working out. Democrats have criticized Trump for not acting more quickly in response to the outbreak. Some analysts said it could be hard in a divided Congress to get Trump's proposals passed. As of Wednesday morning, the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus stands at 29 among at least 1,039 confirmed cases, according to the latest information. Of course, this comes from a country that has done the bare minimum of testing. Worldwide, 4,290 people have died from COVID-19. At least 119,357 confirmed cases have been reported in more than 115 nations. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday announced that his state is establishing a coronavirus containment area in New Rochelle, which is just north of New York City. This small city in Westchester County has become the epicenter of coronavirus cases in the state, with what is probably the largest cluster of these cases in the United States, according to the governor, who announced a plan to deploy the National Guard in the containment area to clean schools and deliver food to people under quarantine. The containment zone has a one-mile radius surrounding a synagogue believed to be a point of connection for many of the local cases. The containment plan calls for closing gathering places such as schools and houses of worship for 2 weeks. Stores will remain open and travel won't be restricted. Overseas, British conservative politician Nadine Dorries has become the first member of parliament to test positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Dorries, who's also a health minister, said she is now quarantined at home and her office has been closed. With the outbreak continuing to spread rapidly worldwide, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Tuesday that it was suspending most foreign inspections through April. The administration previously halted inspections in China due to the coronavirus, but will now exclude India, the world's leading manufacturer of generic drugs. So far, only one drug is in short supply in the U.S. in relation to COVID-19, but we don't know which one that is. The FDA is reportedly monitoring 20 other drugs sourced from China, though no shortages have yet been reported, and they are considered non-critical. A growing number of colleges and universities are canceling classes for students to attend in person and shifting to online instruction to limit possible spreading of the coronavirus. The first schools to close were in Washington State, the scene of the first outbreak in the U.S., but as the virus spread to other parts of the country, more schools have joined in, including Harvard, Columbia, Princeton, Rice, Stanford, Hofstra, and the University of California, Berkeley. By Tuesday, the changes affected more than 500,000 students. And in other news, the House of Representatives has won access to secret grand jury material gathered in former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and cited in the Mueller report. The unveiling of this information may revive a House Judiciary Committee investigation into Trump for obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. The committee's probe has been waylaid by political maneuvers, including the White House barring administration witnesses from appearing before Congress. The appeals panel that made the decision criticized the Department of Justice for withholding the materials. The DOJ could contest the ruling, and even if the grand jury material ultimately does go to the House, it's likely to be kept confidential, for now anyway. And finally, InfoWars founder Alex Jones was charged for driving while intoxicated early Tuesday. This according to the Travis County, Texas Sheriff's Office. The far-right conspiracy theorist was arrested after a deputy responded to a report of a disturbance at Jones' home. His wife told a dispatcher that she and her husband had fought verbally and earlier physically. She said he may have been drinking and was leaving in a black Dodge Charger. The 46-year-old Jones was released on $3,000 bail. In December, a judge ordered him to pay $100,000 in court costs and legal fees after the parent of a child killed in the Sandy Hook mass shooting sued him for defamation after he spread conspiracy theories about the school shooting, which left 20 children and 6 adults dead. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I just can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.